Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The day is warm and sunny across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. In Haifa, it's bright and perfect for an afternoon stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, IDF confirms top Hezbollah commander who planned to conquer the Galilee has been eliminated. That's from Ynet, just in. Also, a rocket barrage from Hezbollah targeted IDF soldiers earlier today. JNS reported these projectiles landed near troops south of the Lebanon ceasefire line. Also this hour, hundreds of hotel stays in Eilat have been cancelled and reallocated to accommodate U.S. military personnel. I-24 News shared that development. Separately, Maryland's Jewish Community Relations Council urges a local school district to adopt a zero-tolerance policy on anti-Semitism. That comes amid a wave of incidents, according to a report from the Forward. And finally, the Israeli army confirms the killing of Ahmed Galeb Balut, commander of Hezbollah's elite Radwan force. This was announced in a strike on Beirut's southern suburb. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English reported just minutes ago that the Israeli army confirmed Ahmed Galeb Balut's death. The strike was in Beirut's southern suburb, a Hezbollah stronghold. The Times of Israel posted earlier today that Balut directed numerous attacks against IDF troops in southern Lebanon. They also noted his efforts to rebuild the Radwan force. From X, the latest. Visegrad 24 shared only 10 minutes ago that Hezbollah is preparing drone swarms to disrupt an upcoming summit between Netanyahu and Aoun in Washington. Let's go deeper, starting with the IDF's elimination of Ahmed Ali Balut. The Times of Israel reports that he played a crucial role in directing attacks on Israeli forces. His death removes a key figure in Hezbollah's military operations. This strike follows hours after Hezbollah's latest rocket barrage against IDF troops, highlighting ongoing tensions. Turning to Hezbollah's rocket attacks earlier today, JNS indicates the rockets landed near IDF troops south of the Lebanon ceasefire line. This marks an escalation in cross-border hostilities. The safety of both military personnel and civilians remains a pressing concern. Meanwhile, the reallocation of hotel stays in Eilat to U.S. military personnel suggests heightened military cooperation. I-24 News notes this development may signal increased U.S. involvement in regional security efforts. The move affects local tourism, PM sent 1000 MEs, and business activities. On the diplomatic front, the call for a zero-tolerance policy on anti-Semitism in Maryland highlights growing concerns over hate incidents. The Forward reports the Jewish Community Relations Council's push aims to protect Jewish students and maintain community safety. Finally, Hezbollah's preparation of drone swarms to disrupt the Netanyahu-Aoun summit further strains regional relations. According to Middle East 24, these drones aim to exert pressure on Israel and Lebanon's diplomatic efforts. This move could impact upcoming negotiations and regional stability. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports on the establishment of a national center to combat job loss due to AI. As half of known professions face disruption, Israel's employment service is stepping up efforts to secure the job market. Separately, Bank Hapoalim has agreed to pay $9.5 million to settle Madoff-related lawsuits. As reported by CTEC, the settlement involves investments through its Swiss subsidiary, impacting the bank's financial standing. And finally, Norway is purchasing Rafael's trophy protection system, according to Globes. This Israeli-developed system for military armored vehicles is already in use on multiple platforms worldwide, showcasing Israel's advanced defense technology. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 2 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.